I am honored to be serving as Emily's mentor, and it's been a little over a year that I've been serving in that position, and we just met each other last night. We have been doing it long distance and on the phone, and it's been so wonderful to be here, physically present to this relationship and to this beautiful occasion. Mentoring is not something that is done to Emily. I receive as much as I give. I remember my call to the ministry and renew my commitment to our faith with each conversation, each question, each insight that Emily shares with me. Ministry is not something that is done to you, the congregation. In our tradition of shared ministry, the congregation bears as much responsibility as the minister. You are in a relationship of mutual trust with Emily, with each other, and with the community outside these sheltering walls. You have walked through so much already. You have loved Emily, Ethan, and Cora through their recent loss. Continue to love them and remind Emily it's okay to be less than perfect, that there will always be work to be done, that you will do it with her. Honor your gifts. You are already committed and open to welcoming new people, change, and new ideas. You understand how to speak to each other directly when you disagree, and you have a deep sense of humor. I'm told that. I don't really know that. Emily has said that you have a deep sense of humor. Ah, there it is. Step back from leadership when you grow tired. Step up to leadership when you notice someone else is tired. By leadership, I mean the smallest, the everyday items that crowd a church's to-do list. There will always be work to be done. You have all that you need to do it. You have each other. Take risks. Ask yourselves the hard questions about financial sustainability, geographic isolation, and fear of exposure. Many of you have come to this church seeking a safe haven, a liberal oasis in a desert of painful political signs and superficial living. Our congregations are always great places for anarchists, pagans, and queer folk to hang out. Once we have loved the hell out of you, please, for the world's sake, go out and build the beloved community. You already know how to do this. After the shootings at Pulse in Orlando, it was clear that you were the only voice in this community that would discuss the issues and stand on the side of love, especially for LGBTQ people and LGBTQ people of color. I know from Emily that when you hosted a vigil for Orlando, you showed up, and three times your number showed up, creating a standing room only crowd aching for your presence. It was the people of the Permian Basin who came, who need you to continue to risk, who need you to continue to love. Your willingness to stand so publicly on the side of love and on the side of the marginalized in this seemingly homogeneous conservative community is needed again. It is needed right now. It is needed always. My charge to you is this: love Emily. Love each other. Love your community. And remember this: there is work to do, and you have all that you need to do it right here in this room.